T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1:40 today. We'll take you out to Yankee baseball, the Yankees and the Cubs. How about that? A rematch in a 1932 World Series. Maybe Aaron Judge will call a shot or something in this game. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. I tell you, man. I want to give props to a caller, okay? We had a caller about 2 weeks, maybe it was even a little before that, late in the NHL season, in the Rangers season, he said, they got to call up Tanner Glass. This guy said, Tanner Glass, you got to call him up. I'm telling you, the Rangers need this guy. They need his physicality, yada, yada, yada. And I kind of laughed him off to some degree. Well, you know what? This guy's turning out to be prophetic, because Tanner Glass has been huge. He was huge last night. 2 big assists. He's had 2 big games in a row now. The 2 wins that the Rangers have had at the Garden against Ottawa. Well, let's be honest. They just beat him up in both of these games.
They should be up 3-1 in this series.
It should be over.
Yeah.
If you really look at this series, they won game 1 Ottawa on a fluke goal by Carlson. And that's another thing. Erik Karlsson, their best player, he's got serious problems with his foot, broken bones in his foot. Didn't play the third period last night, and I understand why. You're losing this game anyway.
Yeah, and the coach even said it's precautionary.
No, no, no.
Well, we'll find out.
Right.
We'll find out 3:30 on this weekend.
You know what, though? The bottom line is he's not 100%. So even if he's playing or not, I fully expect him to play. He's not 100%. But, I mean, it was a fluke goal by Carlson that won the first game. The second game, they had a 2-goal lead with 3 minutes to go and blew the game. I mean, let's be honest, and lost in double overtime a game they should have won. And in 2 games at the Garden, they basically just beat up the Senators.
Well, unbelievable. They made game 4 a continuation of game 3.
They did.
I mean, they really did. They continue to dominate. And I don't understand it. Maybe it's because I'm not sitting there watching every Ranger game and watching Tanner Glass's entire career. But you watch Glass in this postseason, and you watch the impact he's had in this series and the impact last night. He blocked a shot, which turned into a goal and turned into an assist for him, Grabner and Lindbergh. Why wasn't this guy on the ice? He is a pain in the rear end.
He is.
And he's a great trash talker, and apparently he does it without cursing, which is very impressive. I mean, to be able to be
a good trash talker
and not even have to get dirty is very impressive. Kevin Garnett can't do that.
Yeah.
Tanner Glass can.
Right.
So give him credit. But the more you watch his impact on this series and the last couple of games, I guess to further your point, my question would be, why the hell was he in the minor leagues half the year?
Yeah.
Why?
Who knows? I don't know the answer to that, but he's been major. Remember, he scored the first goal of the playoffs in the Montreal series. He scored the first goal in that 2-0 win. He's really been huge for them these last 2 games. And right now, I mean, it just looks clear. Now, look, anything could happen. It's a best 2 out of 3. God knows anything can happen in hockey. We know that. But right now, the Rangers just look like the much better team. I mean, how many like 2-on-1s, breakaway? We've heard about this Ottawa Senator neutral zone trap. Well, let me tell you right now, this is not the neutral zone trap that the Devils used to play to perfection, you know, back in the late 90s, mid to late 90s and early 2000s when they won 3 Stanley Cups. This is not that kind of neutral zone trap, Because, bro, every time I turn around, the Rangers are on a 2-on-1,
oh, yeah.
a 2-on-none.
I mean, think about this.
Every time.
Right out of the gate, I think it was about a minute and a half in,
Grabner.
Michael Grabner had a breakaway right out of the gate. He didn't score, but it kind of set the tone for what you were going to see over the next 60
Absolutely
minutes.
Absolutely right.
And no offense to Craig Anderson. Craig Anderson is also no Martin Brodeur.
No.
There's quite a few similarities.
No.
The dangerous thing is that even though the Rangers have clearly been the better team, it's still 2-2, and they still go back to Ottawa. And one thing about the NHL playoffs that we've seen is that one bad break, one lucky bounce, a la game one, or one, you know, fluke moment can change everything. So it's still 2-2. I was watching Alain Vigneault's post-game press conference last night, and he was asked, you know, you guys have to be incredibly confident. You're playing great hockey, but you almost have to remind the guys that it's 2-2, despite how dominant you've been.
Right,
you're
right.
Still technically at a disadvantage because you're tied in the series and you got to play 2 of 3 on the road. And he said, no. I guess he trusts the guys that they realize that as well as they've played, and they've played great over the last two games, and if you're just tuning in, you would think these teams aren't even close. The Rangers are clearly the better team.
It's true.
But I guess he has the confidence in this roster that they understand the situation, which is as good as they look. It's still 2-2, and they still have to find a way to win a game in Canada.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they've been a very good road team all year. The other thing that's good, too, is that they're winning at home now. Remember, they had that 6-game losing streak in the playoffs at home. Well, they took care of that. Now they've won 4 straight at home. They're starting to show dominance at home as well. So you got to be excited by that. They're getting contributions from everybody. You know, we're talking Tanner Glass. We're talking Oscar Lindberg. Kevin Hayes made a great pass last night to set up Nick Holden, who scored the first goal. There's another guy.
From go to actually right. contributing.
I mean, look, it's not like it's Kreider and Stepan and Nash and all the usual suspects that are getting the job done.
Right.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, and
everybody.
Kreider was able to pick up that power play goal late. By that point, I think you felt the game was over, but they're rolling 4 lines right now, and they're playing damn well.
And the goalie's been great.
And the goalie hasn't been asked to do all that much over the last 2 games, which is fine. The guy deserves a break. Guy has had to stand on his head at times. And, I mean, remember game one, first period? He had to make 21 saves in the first period?
Yep.
Think about what he's been asked to do over the last 2 games at Madison Square Garden. Not quite as much.
Not much.
And that's fine.
Yep.
And they're also, and I remember you brought this up the other day, that Chris Kreider in game 3 took that brutal slashing penalty.
Yep.
It was bad.
He did.
Yesterday, they showed a lot more... I guess
discipline is
discipline. There you go. And where it was impressive is that towards the end of this game, when it was clearly out of reach, the Ottawa Senators made a decision.
I hate when they do that.
They try to just get the Rangers into doing dumb things and cause a brawl. That's what they tried to do
when the game was over.
Yeah. I don't blame them for it.
I don't blame them, but I don't see where that makes a big difference. Is that do you really? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is that really a carryover now into Game 5? I mean, is it? I mean, I don't know.
I think it may be against a team that lacks the discipline, but the Rangers kind of, for the most part, shrugged it off.
Yeah,
and they were able to deal with it. So I think it could work on some teams, but the reason I don't blame them for doing it is look, they got their asses kicked the last 2 days.
They did,
and when you're desperate, you do desperate things. You know, you try to change the momentum any way you can. So, I get it. Like, it's annoying, especially if you're a Ranger fan. But, I mean, look, they're basically telling you, we got our butts kicked over the last 2 games.
Right,
we're trying anything to try to change the direction of this series because the direction is pointing straight at the New York Rangers.
No doubt. And how about Glass at the end of the game, too? Who was that guy, Tourist, that he beat the guy up at the end? He tried to fight him, and he's beating him up. It was a big night for Tanner Glass, there's no doubt last
night. And it's been a big couple of days for Tanner Glass.
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting. I think NBC Sports Network flashed this little stat during the broadcast, which is that it's the first time that the Rangers have scored 4-plus goals in 3 straight playoff games in a decade.
Is that true?
But they had not done that in a long time.
That's interesting.
And it makes sense when you think about it because the Rangers over the years have won a lot of 2-to-1 games. A lot.
Most of them. It seems like every game was 2-to-1 for a while, right?
Exactly. Now they're playing a lot of 4-to-1 games. And even in game 2, they had a 5-3 lead. They scored 5 goals and a loss.
Yeah.
So, and I guess that's the character of this team because think about it. During the regular season, they were scoring a lot of goals, which is a little different than maybe the beginning of this run where they really relied on Lundqvist making incredible saves and stealing games 2-to-1, blocking a million shots and all that. So it's not that surprising, but it's interesting considering all the postseason games they've played over the last decade that this is the first time since 08 they've had these 3 straight games where they've scored 4 goals or more.
You know, it's funny, and I think it was P.M. McGuire actually brought it up last night how, like, in the old days, and you're only going back 10 years here, but even going back to when Tortorella was the coach, okay, going back to the 2012 season when they made that run, lost to the Devils in the conference finals, when they beat Ottawa in seven in that first round. I mean, that every game was 2-1. All they would do was block shots, right?
That was it,
And they still do it. They still block shots. But, I mean, that's the kind of team they were. This team, forget about it. This team's looking to score 5-6 goals a game.
And they are, as we've seen, and they're actually able to do it. And like you said, they're still blocking shots because one of the big plays Tanner Glass made was a block shot that led to that second goal.
Yep.
Grabner to Lindbergh was all created because of that. So. It's almost like Lane Vigneault, since he's gotten here, and he deserves a lot of credit. He's been a hell of a coach.
He's a very good coach.
It's almost like they're using the best of both worlds in a way. They're still blocking shots, but they're not relying on it all the time. Because I think during the Tortorella era, you were worried that they're playing seven-game series, they've taken so many hits that they're just going to wear themselves out.
I completely agree.
And they have a formula to not do that, because even in the first round, they closed it out before getting to a seventh game.
Well, one thing about this team, too, is that we've seen, we talked about it, and we saw this in the Montreal series. They're, you know, all year, you kind of look at the Rangers as a finesse team. This is what they are. They got a lot of speed. They're going to look to, you know, beat you with that two-on-one, that, you know, that breakaway, whatever it may be. This is what they are. Well, they showed you in the Montreal series they can be very physical as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so now you really feel pretty good. I mean, because they can beat you in any style, really, that you want to play. Let's be honest.
This is as good of a feeling as you could have in a 2-2 series in which the next two of three are on the road.
Yep.
Just based on the way they've played.
Agreed.
Now, things can change very quickly. You have to understand that. We all get that.
Saturday, where it's going to be a different feel going into Tuesday with an elimination
It'll
game.
Be a little different.
Yes.
But you know what? There is this feel also that at 3 o'clock, at whatever they call that place, the Canadian Tire Center.
Yeah, is that the name of it?
I think it is. Yeah. That if the Rangers take care of business in Game 5, that they're just going to close this thing out in Game 6.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have to agree. I think if they win, and I don't know if they'll win on Game 5, would they win Game 5, but if they win Game 5, I think I agree with that. I think they will finish it off in Game 6.
We'll take your calls on it. We will talk to Tim Brown live in studio, the Hall of Famer, at 11 o'clock. Old buddy Paul LaDuca.
The Duke!
Talk some Kentucky Derby and Mets with the Duke.
I got my horse, Patch, 30-1. He's got one eye. And with my eye problems I've had this week, you know, I'm thinking about it. 30-1.
I think that's the perfect bet
for you.
30-1.
No doubt. I mean, come on.
No doubt.
Right? Isn't that the play?
I think that for you, absolutely.
There you go.
No, and lately your plays have worked.
Well, so far
they look like
I'm looking good with the Yankees. There's still 67 wins to go.
That's right. And it'll be a fun weekend because the Yankees are in Chicago.
Yep.
And hopefully
that doesn't happen often.
It doesn't happen
in Wrigley Field,
right?
Anyway.
That part of Chicago,
right?
And hopefully, if you're a Yankee fan, if you're going down for the weekend, you brought extra layers.
Oh my God, that's like the time we went when we were there that time.
Oh,
it was 80 degrees in New York, and it was 40 degrees in Chicago,
and
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
That's
today.
Basically what it is. It's not raining today, but
Thank God.
Windy and it's cold.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.